Let's begin with contestant number one is a bright, young, enthusiastic graduate of SMU's Cox School of Business. He holds an MBA, a law degree from Texas Tech, and he's at one of Houston's leading law firms where he has had some bankruptcy experience, most of it drafting and filing proofs of claim in no-asset Chapter 7 cases. He's tired of writing up time. This just seems to be no end to filling out those sheets. He says, there's got to be a better path to vast wealth than writing up time at a law firm. And drawing on his business experience, he says, and his proof of claim drafting experience, says, I got a great idea. How about claim trading? I think there's an opportunity to make some money here. I took the course. I know all about it. Alexander Hamilton, negotiability. This is terrific. It's an all-American idea. It's going to pay off. So he draws on his Texas Tech knowledge, and he drafts and files the documents necessary to form an LLC, appropriately named Mega Portfolio Roman 7 LLC. You know, the Roman 7 adds a certain gravitas to it, even though there's no Roman 1 through 6, or certainly none that he formed. He borrows money to buy some overdue credit card debt from various sources he finds on the Internet. He knows virtually nothing about the accounts that he has purchased. He has done no research in any of the accounts. He also buys some medical debt. Once again, virtually no details on accounts. No research. Research is for chumps. That's why he's not writing up the timesheets at the law firm. Used part of what he borrowed to hire a paralegal to send out collection letters.